Of course, there's more to successful business than conserving cash. There is developing a useful product or a unique service, hiring the right staff, and projecting the right image to consumers.
Hello, my name is David Levin. Or should I say, my brand is David Levin. My name is really an extension of my brand identity, which itself is made up of my explicit and implicit brand attributes reinforced with my overall brand position. You know, if there's one clear winner of our current economy, a silver lining in this dark cloud of corporate gloom, it's the word brand. Brand is everywhere. The halls of corporate America are teeming with brand managers, brand champions, chief branding officers, and brand ambassadors. Everywhere you look, someone's talking about brand awareness or brand advocacy. I've got to say, I'm getting a little lost. What does brand mean? Pick up any of the latest business periodicals, and you can't help but read things like Carly Fiorina heads up one of the world's best-known brands, or Robert Hansen is president of Levi's U.S. brand. Brands? Carly Fiorina heads up the company of Hewlett-Packard. Robert Hansen works for the Levi Strauss company. Brands seem to mean everything and nothing all at the same time, and maybe that's part of their allure. Brands are easier than companies. Brands are about flashy ads, cool logos, and hip, irreverent associations. Companies are about profits, expenses, and employees. Brands have targeted demographics. Companies have shareholders. Brands are fun. Companies are work. Ah, there's the hook. In tough economic times like now, describing yourself, your product, or your company as a brand may be exactly what the doctor ordered. I mean, when's the last time a brand had to lay people off? When's the last time a brand missed its numbers or went bankrupt due to accounting irregularities? Brands don't do these things. Companies do. And perhaps all this talk, all this euphoria about brands is a way of shifting the dialogue. Moving the conversation from companies to brands, from Gloomsville to Happy Town. And perhaps that's genius, because for every one person it takes to come up with a branded, rebranded, cross-branded integration strategy, it takes three people to figure out exactly what that means. Who says the new economy's dead?
David Levin is a corporate communications consultant. He's based in Chicago.